Well, good morning, Fairhaven Church. Great to see you today. If you are a guest in any one of our campuses or online with us, my name is David. I'm one of the pastors on staff here, and you came on a great weekend because this is a weekend that we do every year called our Global Impact, where we stop and we invite one of our partners from around the world, and we celebrate what God is doing around the world, and we talk about how we want our reach here at Fairhaven Church to be beyond Dayton and the Dayton area, even though we are in four different communities, and we want to make a difference in those communities. We want to reach beyond that. And if you're wondering, why would you do that? Stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles with me, and we're going to look at why we actually do that, why it's important, why it's significant for us. And so thank you for being here. I do want to welcome our Springboro campus, our Northmont campus, Beaver Creek campus, Classics, and all you that are right here in Centerville. It's great to have you here today. I'm excited, if you are a guest, to have you here again as you get to hear what's happening around the world. My son and my daughter-in-law are here. Visiting from Indianapolis, so I don't know where they're at, but it's great to have them with us here today as well. So thank you for being here. I want to introduce to you our partners in Guatemala. We have been working with them for 25 years. What's really interesting about that is that the church that they serve in San Lucas, Guatemala, they have served in that church for 25 years. And so the entirety of their ministry there in San Lucas has been with a partnership with Fairhaven Church. And so it's a pretty exciting day for them. Not only that, they celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary. So 25 is a big year for them right here, right? Yeah. And so I want you to help me give them a huge Fairhaven welcome. Let me introduce them to you first. This is Pastor Merari Rodriguez and his wife, Luki, who are here. Carla is on staff with them. Carla works with the children's ministry, and you're going to hear more from her in just a little bit, because as you know, every year when we do a global impact, we raise some money for one of our partners, and we're going to do that again, and it's going to be related to kids and single moms. And we'll tell you why that's important. And at the end, there is Esteban. And so I want you to give them a massive Fairhaven welcome. Would you do that? Come on, church. There they are. Fairhaven, I wanted you also to see that represented from most of our campuses, actually, is the team that goes down to Guatemala. I want you to see their faces. You probably will recognize some of them. If you don't, you can meet them certainly after the service here at the Centerville campus. We'd like for you at the other campuses to get connected somehow, and we want to do that by way of the app. You can just take your phones out and text the word IMPACT to 32,000, and we'll help you to actually get connected if you're interested in going on the team trip with us. This is the Guatemala team. There have been 30 teams that have gone in the last 25 years, so that's a lot of people that have gone down there, and it was the vision for Pastor Merari here to plant 7 churches when we started 25 years ago. And literally, even the church that they're in now, it was a plant that started out just this little tiny room. There's about 30 people. Am I right, Pastor? About 30 people there. And just over 25 years, you'll wait and see what God has done. It's just absolutely amazing. And 7 churches, that was their vision. And we said, okay, well, let's join you. And so those 7 churches have been planted and are doing well. One village that the team went to and built a church building, built a place for the pastor to live, built a school in order to teach the students there, built a clinic in order to help with some, you know, medicine and so forth there. And when they went to that village through a river, stay tuned, you'll see that on video, they literally drove through a river to get there. And when they got there, there was absolutely zero presence of the hope of Jesus in that city, that little village. And now, 25 years later, about 80% of that village knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so it's just awesome. So this is the team here. And we had a staff member here a long time ago. Remind me, I'm drawing a blank. Carlos Fernandez was on staff with us 25 years ago. He's from Guatemala, and he decided to go back because he wanted to go back and impact his own home country. And with Andy and Lisa Campbell, they came to me and said, hey, let's get a team going there. And I said, okay, and I didn't know where to start. And so I started with this guy right here. This is Joe Baird, who's been the team leader for 25 years. Joe can build and pretty much do anything with his hands. And so Joe has turned over that leadership to Jim. This is Jim Baczynski, who who's from the Springboro campus. And so Jim is going to be leading this in the next 25 years, apparently. And so you did know that, right, Jim? Yeah. Okay. And these are the teams that are here. Look at all the people that are here that are part of the team. And so I want you, Fairhaven, to give them a huge Fairhaven thank you for 25 years of giving them of themselves and going down there and working very hard and building a relationship to the point where this family here has really become family for us over these 25 years. And so, Fairhaven, would you help me thank our teams as they have gone down to Guatemala? Come on, help me out here right there. It's amazing. I hope you notice the intergenerational age groups that we have here. It's just awesome, really, that we have so many different variety of ages going on these trips. I want you to hear from Pastor Marari, though. Pastor Marari, as I mentioned, had a vision for Guatemala City and the actual villages that we talked about. And they have an inspirational story. They have been here actually before. They have told their story about battling health in their life and how God has used that in their ministry. And Pastor Murray, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you for coming back to bless us with your presence. And Lukey, it's so good to see you again. They do have three daughters. One daughter is married. One daughter is about to get married. He just asked for your hand in marriage, I think, like last week or something like that.
Her hand.
Got it. Yep. Sorry about that. Their daughters. Yeah, her hand. And they have one daughter who is not going to get married yet. She's 18, and I would think you probably want to wait a little bit on that one. Yeah, okay. So, Pastor Marari, tell us a little bit about what God is doing there in San Lucas.
Thank you, Pastor David. First, I want to say thank you to Fairhaven family. It's great to be back here with you. And we really feel like we are in our family here, so thank you very much. And the first thing that I want to do is to say thanks through a little gift that, like, the church in Guatemala, Galilea, is bringing to you, Pastor, and for the whole congregation to say thanks.
Wow, thank you so much. Fairhaven's for you.
And let me share that many times during these first 25 years, God asked us to do many things that are bigger than ourselves. And we respond praying and ask God to move his hands to help us. Well, he did it because he used you, Fairhaven family, like his hands to help us, not just our family, our church, but our country too. So thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. You're going to hear from Carlo in just a little bit, but we wanted you to get a little bit of a window into what does a partnership look like? It's hard to capture 25 years in one single video, but I want you to hear both Pastor Marari and Lukey's heart as you watch this video about what that partnership looks like.
Durante estos 25 años hemos visto muchísimas historias, cientos de historias de cómo Dios ha cambiado a una persona, a una familia, y también podemos ver el cambio en las comunidades en donde hemos estado sirviendo juntos. Hemos podido ver realmente cómo Dios nos ha bendecido y hemos podido acompañar a muchas familias en la transformación que Dios está haciendo en ellos. Siempre gloria al nombre de Cristo por eso.
So I have had an unusually incredible experience and privilege to be able to lead this Guatemala team for 25 years, never dreaming back in 2000, 2001 that 25 years I would be sitting here, just being able to look back and see all the incredible things that God had done.
The only way to do missions is to build a relationship and to make sure that that relationship goes on for decades. And doing ministry together and seeing the gospel of Jesus Christ being lived out, that's really what we've learned. We've learned that when you do it for a long period of time, you get the most done. We've learned that when you do it for a long period of time, the relationships are stronger.
The way that the church does missions and partnership with the countries that they are serving in is a unique way. It's family and it's serving together for God's glory.
You know, it's the body of Christ expanded, and it goes beyond our church. It goes beyond the Guatemala church. But it's us saying, hey, you know, we're raising our hand and saying we want to serve. Here's an opportunity to serve.
So our first project was building a church in Zapote. And then there's also a school in Zapote that the church oversees, which currently has 200 students that we also helped construct as well. And in between some of those years, the church in San Lucas also planted a church in Membrial and a school as well. So there's a building there that we actually were the first team in, again, helped start the school. And the school and the church are in the same building. They're attached to each other.
You know, when we serve those communities that are in extremely need, bring a little bit of joy to them, that's awesome. You know, see those kids so happy playing and being around any project that we're gonna be doing, they're there. So those are big moments.
Luego de esto también comenzamos, por supuesto, a trabajar en San Lucas. El Señor nos permitió construir un nuevo templo porque gracias a Dios la iglesia ha crecido.
And they foresaw the need for being able to serve more families and more people, you know, so the church project was started. It was several years before the building could actually be occupied, but I remember walking in and seeing many, many young families and kids and, you know, extended families, and it really made a strong impact because that's why we're doing the building.
The excitement that I have is some of the ideas that Murari and Luki have is to impact the children there in Guatemala, because that is our next generation.
El trabajo generacional es sumamente importante para nosotros. Por eso, en estos años estamos enfocándonos precisamente en las nuevas generaciones, no solamente para que tengan una relación profunda con Cristo, sino que esa misma relación les haga amar en acción a su comunidad y a las personas que tienen a su alrededor.
There are literally hundreds of people that have been on these trips over the 25 years, and we have marriages that have come out of these trips, countless number of relationships that have been developed, and I believe that our good Father blesses our lives when we decide to serve and serve together and do that well.
Y queremos decirles gracias. Esta palabra quizá no es suficiente, pero es lo que mejor puede expresar lo que hay en nuestros corazones. Familia de Fair Haven, muchas gracias por acompañarnos durante estos 25 años.
So Carla's on staff there at San Lucas Church, the Church of Galilee there, and she is in charge of the children's ministries. And while she's been serving in that capacity, she's noticed something that they knew and we didn't know, and that is that in Guatemala, 42% of the population is under the age of 18. That's a huge population of young people. And so they've noticed a lot of single moms as well in the community and felt a real burden to try to do something about that. And so I want you to hear from Carla as they, on the weekends, they certainly serve kids. And how many of you at Fair Haven know that we love kids at Fair Haven Church? Am I right? We love kids. And so, they're serving the kids on the weekend. But then during the week, they want to help these single moms who need a safe place in order to be able to drop their kids off for daycare so they can work and do other things. So Carla, tell us about some of the stories that you're hearing from the kids and moms.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for these 25 years and your support. In Guatemala, there is a we want to help all the children that we receive every Sunday. We saw the needs of the single moms group, and we started a group in 2022. And we saw the need of these moms. They don't have financial support. They don't have any social programs. And they need a place for their kids to stay safe while they work and provide for their needs. So we're planning, we're working hard with this woman, and we're We want to build this place for them, a safe place for a single mom to leave their kids every day. Mm.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us. If you have been around for any length of time, you know that we take a project on every year at our Global Impact, and so we want to do that again this year. And so, Church Family, it'd be amazing if we could raise $100,000 to help them so they could complete the building area for the kids area and the single moms. They're in literally like tin shacks right now, and we want to provide a safer place for them. And so on all of our campuses, those of you that are online, we'd love for you to help us. At the very end of today, I'll tell you how you can get connected if you take your phones out and just text the word IMPACT to 32,000. I'll show you how that works in just a little bit. But it's a great opportunity for us to partner with them and to help them. And so over the next couple of weeks, I want you to begin thinking about that, praying about that, the opportunity that you have to participate. Every dollar, every penny actually will go and help them as they desire to really reach these kids and single moms in their community. This is Esteban right here, and he wants to be a professional soccer player. And I think that's pretty awesome, don't you think, Church? Yeah? He wants to be a goalie, and I told him that he needs to work hard so that he can be the retirement for Carla. I think it's a really good idea right there, right? Hey, do me a favor. Help me thank Carla and Esteban and Pastor and his wife here coming all the way to join us here. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Why don't you bow with me and let's have a word of prayer and ask God to work in their lives and in our lives. It literally is a partnership. Father, we thank you for this chance we have to be here today to worship you in song, to worship you in seeing what you do around the world, that when we offer ourselves, as Andy said, you are a good, good Father. And Lord, we want to serve you and we want to make a difference not only in the Dayton area, in the communities that we live in the communities that we have campuses. But Father, beyond that, we want to serve you in the world. And we thank you, Father, for the 44 global staff members that we have spread around the world. We pray, Lord, that you would encourage them, that you would give them safety in their lives. We pray, Lord, for strength for Pastor Marari and Luki and Carla. We ask, God, that you would help them as they are working so hard and trying to make a difference in that community with so many young people and single moms. Help them, Lord, as they desire for that ministry to grow and to have an impact locally. And so, Lord, we thank you now that we get the opportunity to look into your word for a few minutes and ask the question, why is this really important for us? I pray that you'd help every single person here, whether visiting or whether we've been here for a long time, to understand from your word why a global impact is so important. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church said, amen. Amen. If you want, grab your Bibles with me because I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to answer the question why. Why is this important? Like, why do we even need to be involved? I mean, how many of you agree with me? We got plenty of problems in the Dayton area. Am I right, church? And so why would we go all the way to Guatemala? Or for that matter, I don't know if you know or not, but we have partnerships in 5 continents of the world. We have partnerships in Asia and in Europe and in Latin America, South America, and in the Middle East. And so there's lots of partnerships that we have. And so why are we doing that? Why is that important? I want you to pick up the conversation that we have been looking at. Jesus is talking to his disciples in the upper room. The series is entitled 24 Hours because it's literally a 24-hour period. And we've been listening into the conversation that Jesus has had with his disciples. And the conversation that he gives to the disciples, as we're going to read today, is quite shocking, actually. Let me catch you up to speed if you haven't been here. See, Jesus got together with his disciples in the upper room. They had a Passover dinner, and Jesus said to them, I'm gonna die. They didn't fully understand that. He tried to let them know over and over again, 7 times actually, I'm gonna die. And he says, where I'm gonna go, you can't come with me. He says that one of you is gonna betray me, and in fact, he does. Judas gets up and leaves the room. That created a lot of drama and tension. And then, of course, Peter says, well, I'm gonna go. Wherever you go, I'm gonna go. And what we know is that Peter denied Jesus. Actually, Jesus told him that he was going to do that, and that actually what happened. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And then after that conversation, Jesus gives them good news, which on first glance is shocking, actually. But it answers the question, like, why should you, church family, any one of you, why should you be involved? Why should I be? Why should we as a church be involved in a global impact somewhere in the world? Take a look with me, John chapter 14, if you have a Bible or device. You may want to take a look at it for yourself. You may want to underline or highlight a few phrases that we find here. Pretty amazing. John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you." Now, if you like to write in your Bibles, the word truly in the original language is the word amen, which is kind of odd because you don't normally start a conversation with amen. Many of us, when we sit down for dinner, perhaps you might have a word of prayer, which, by the way, is not a church tradition. We do it simply because we want to acknowledge that even food, a piece of bread, a piece of chicken, whatever it might be, is a gift from God. And we pause and we make sure that the next generation, our kids, our grandkids, our nieces, nephews, our friends, that they understand that when we stop and have a word of prayer for food, it's because we recognize it all comes from God. Is that right, church? And so Jesus, though, starts off the conversation. He says, amen, amen. What you may not know is that when you start with the word amen, it changes the meaning of it, actually. Because when you and I say amen at the end of a prayer, what we're saying there is, may it be so. May it be true. When you start out, like Jesus did here in verse 12, truly, truly, Jesus is saying amen, amen, which means this. I'm telling you the truth, and you can trust me. That's what Jesus is saying. So here's what Jesus is going to say. He's going to say, I'm telling you the truth, and you can trust me. I say to you, Jesus says, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. So if you're here today, and any one of our campuses are online, and you believe in Jesus, you've given your life, you're like, you know, I recognize that I can do nothing to deserve it or earn that, and by grace, God has offered it to me, and you believe in him, and you're in a relationship with God, Jesus is saying that you should be about the things that Jesus is about. Which means that when you wake up tomorrow morning on Monday, whatever your Monday looks like, and Monday through Saturday for that matter, that you have purpose. You literally have purpose in your life. You have a purpose that goes beyond the job that you do, beyond the task that you do, beyond the class that you teach, beyond the boardroom that you sit in, or for that matter, beyond the hospital room that you might be visiting. So Jesus says, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. Here it comes. Here it comes. This is shocking. And then he says, and greater works than these will he do. Or she do. So Jesus shocks them by saying, look, if you believe in me, then you're going to do works, or you're going to do miracles, is some one translation. You're going to do miracles that are greater than I can do. That has to be shocking. Like, well, how is that going to happen? I mean, Jesus is God. How is that going to happen? I'm going to hopefully tell you that in just a few minutes. Let's read on. To do the works that I do and greater works than these will he do, those that believe in him, because I'm going to the Father. That's the reason why. Because he's going to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Now, church, I think you know this, but let me just make sure it's clear. Whenever you read a verse anywhere in Scripture, you got to look at the context. You got to look at the conversation. Jesus is not saying that this week, starting tomorrow, that you could get up and ask God for a new car or a new house or a new friend. I don't know what it might be for you. That's not what he's saying here. What he's saying here is that if you want the comfort of God and you want purpose in your life and you want to understand that God has something for you to be involved in beyond yourself, ask him whatever you want, and he'll help you do that. Pretty amazing. If you love me, you will keep my commands, because keeping God's commands is what brings blessing into your life. It actually doesn't cause a relationship. It is the result of the relationship. You get that, church? Amen. Following his commands is the result of a relationship. It doesn't make the relationship. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Notice that in your Bibles, the word helper there is capital H, because he's referring to the Holy Spirit, the helper to be with you forever. If you came in here today and you feel lonely, you feel like maybe God doesn't understand your situation, or you're facing a diagnosis, or you're facing an issue in your life, I got great news for you. Thank you for being here, by the way, that the Holy Spirit has been given to you if you believe in God, and you are not alone. You are not alone. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you. That's the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you as orphans. Just try to get that visual image in your mind. I will come to you through the Holy Spirit. Here's what Jesus is saying, and if you catch anything I'm going to say, there's two things I want you to grab real quick here. Here's the first one, that God wants to transform our lives, enabling you and I to embody Jesus to the world. See, oftentimes in church, we talk about how God wants to change you from the inside out. That's called transformation, that God changes you so that your desires and your attitudes and your interests are completely different because God changes you from the inside out. That's transformation. The problem is that oftentimes we've thought that transformation stops right there. Like all that God does is he changes us to make us better. That's true. But he doesn't change us to make us better to end there. He then wants us to live out our lives so that you embody, so that you point to, so that you show the world around you who Jesus is in your life. That's critical to understanding why Jesus said, you're going to do greater things than I do. Because if every single one of us and all of our campuses and those of you that are online, if every one of you took this seriously and started tomorrow and getting up and realizing when you start your day, every time you answer a phone, you're living out your faith. When you get to a meeting, you're living out your faith. When you drive to that location, you're living out your faith. Whatever it might be, you're living out your faith. You have purpose when you get up in the morning. Because Jesus says, whoever believes in me will do greater works than me. How's that possible? I mean, if you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will discover in those Gospels that Jesus did 40 miracles. Things like people who were blind could see. People who couldn't hear could finally hear. Jesus walked on water. He raised people from the dead. 40 miracles that you can read in the Gospels. Truth is, in John chapter 20, a couple of verses to the right in your Bibles, verse 30, John tells us, well, there were many more. Like, we didn't write them all down. There were many, many more miracles that are there. Did you realize that Jesus, in the 3 years that he was doing ministry and pointing people to the Father, in those 3 years, he never left a 175-mile radius. He never left that. 175-mile radius, that would be like all of Ohio, maybe a little bit of Pennsylvania, a little bit of Indiana, a little bit of Kentucky, 175-mile radius. In other words, Jesus did not go to Europe. Jesus did not go to Asia. He did not go to Africa. He did not go to North America. He did not go to South America. He did not go to Central America. He did not go to Guatemala to send the good news. He wants us to do that. So when we read that Jesus says that we will do greater things than he does, here is the money line here. Make sure you grab this. This is what Jesus is saying. You will be greater in reach, not in power. The reach will be greater because if every one of us take this seriously, we can go to every corner of the world. You and I can go to all kinds of places. That's why for 25 years, there have been people that have gone to Guatemala and partnered with Pastor Marari and Lukey and Carla and others as we desire to be around the world. And Jesus says, because I'm going to the Father, I'm going to give you a helper, the Holy Spirit, in your life. And when that Holy Spirit is inside of you, then wherever you go, you take that message. In other words, you spread the hope of Jesus everywhere you go. And so we are greater in reach, not in power. Jesus is saying this, that if you believe, you are not alone, and you've been given the helper, and God wants to transform you in order that you live that out and embody Jesus to a world around you, to spread the good news and to show the world the greatest miracle that can happen. You know what that is? The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. When a life can be changed completely, where it can be altered in its eternity, the trajectory of a life can be completely changed. That's the greatest gift on the earth in terms of the miracle that Jesus wants. In fact, church, let me say it this way. This is why we want to have a global impact. Do you see it? How God says, I'm going to allow you to do greater things than I did, not greater in power, but greater in reach, that you and I can go to places like Guatemala and Asia and Europe and Africa. And we've got teams that go all over the place. We've got 44 global staff members all over the world that have decided they want to move there and make sure that they are part of this. And we get to do that here in Dayton, and we get to do that all around the world. This is why, Fairhaven, why we have a global impact every year, to remind ourselves that because of the Holy Spirit in our lives, God has given us the opportunity to do greater things than he did, because we are greater in reach, not greater in power. What an amazing thought that is. Now you may be asking, well, how do I get involved? Well, here's where the texting comes in. If you want to grab your phone, and you can just try it. There's no commitment here. All you have to do is just text the word IMPACT to 32,000. You know, I challenge you to try it today or sometime, maybe even now if you want, in any one of our campuses or online. When you text the word IMPACT to 32,000, you're going to have five options. You're going to get the opportunity to pray. You might want to pray for Pastor Marari and Lukey and Carla and Stevan. Or you may want to give to this project, because I think we can do it. I think we can raise $100,000 to help this church out in our partnership. Thirdly, you can get involved. There's ways that you can get involved. You can participate. If you don't want to go to Guatemala, there's lots to do in Dayton. We've got lots of ways that you can get involved, and we'll tell you how to do that if you want to pick that option. Or you can go. Maybe you want to be part of the team that stood up here and say, you know what, I'll try it. I don't know how to do construction, which I didn't know, but I went. And, you know, I could push a wheelbarrow. I can you know, lug a bucket. Joe was the one that did, you know, with the team. It's amazing. You can go. Or the last option is you can care. You can actually keep in contact with some of our global staff that are scattered all over the world. We have an amazing opportunity. And the reason why we have a global impact is because of John chapter 12, verses 12 through 17, where Jesus says, if you believe, you will do what I do. And in fact, you'll do greater than I did because of the Holy Spirit in your life as you spread out every week and go to your places and neighborhoods and the places that God brings you. What an incredible thing that is. I'd like to just close in prayer. Our worship team is going to come out, and we're going to close the service. But anytime during this worship experience, if you say to yourself, you know, I'd like to get involved, I'd like to be a part of this, I'd like to give, I'd like to pray, you can just certainly just text the word IMPACT to 32,000, as we desire to have a global impact. If you're a guest here today, I hope I've answered the question. We want you to know that this is why we have a global impact, because we care about spreading this good news to every corner of the world. Would you bow with me? Father, I thank you that your word tells us that if we believe, that we can enter into a relationship with you. That as we enter into this relationship with you, we are not left alone, that you give to us the helper to deal with every aspect of life, some of the hardest things that we deal with and some of the greatest joys and successes that we deal with. We thank you that you can help us through all of that by the Spirit of God inside of us. And not only that, Father, we thank you that because of the Spirit of God, that wherever we go, we bring with us, we embody this hope that we know in our own lives. And may that be true tomorrow morning. May that be true for Pastor Marari and Lukey and Carla and their church family as they walk and live and move around Guatemala City. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we've had for 25 years to be involved. And we ask, God, that today, that as we commit ourselves to this project, that you would do an incredible thing in us as a family, as a church family, that we would be participating in what you want to do with these kids and these single moms. We thank you in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen.